Okay, we are back with Beach and Company. Here is the menu for today. First of all, tonight, make sure it's must-see TV. It's on Channel 2. Tonight, Tim Wenger at 7:30 until 8 o'clock will be interviewing. He'll be moderating a panel of professionals from Roswell. I assume they're mainly doctors from Roswell Park, talking about cancer and COVID-19, helping families navigate through very challenging times. Imagine having COVID and having cancer at the same time. Not easy. I'm glad that I did my 45 treatments at Roswell of radiation a couple years ago. I would not want to be worrying about COVID at the same time. They did a great job. They're great people. And if you need information tonight, 7:30 on Channel 2. Now, in less than 20 minutes from now, the governor will be on in New York, here in Buffalo, New York, at Roswell. Now, here's what they say. He's going to have an announcement and a press conference. So my thought is the announcement's probably part of the press conference, but they send it out separately. So we'll see. Maybe they're going to open something up to a surprise to us. That would be nice. That would be a good thing. I'd like that. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Patty on line one. Patty in Hamburg. Patty, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm great, Patty. I'm glad you called.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I listen to you guys every day. But I want to bring up a point, and I would just love to ask Cuomo what he would do if one of his family members were on trying to get unemployment and still waiting since March.
Yeah, he'll tell you the stock answer is they were totally overwhelmed. Everybody will get what's due them right from the day that they filed, from the day it was first filed. So it will be the longer it takes, the bigger it'll be, get for the remuneration. However, now you got to live without it and try and figure a way to feed your family.
Right. And he's bragging about what a great job New York is doing, better than everybody else. It's just frustrating. And I think that he hopes people will just get so overwhelmed and fed up with it that they'll just give up.
Well, what do we have? I think 36 million unemployed, all within a very short time zone, 8 to 12 weeks. You will get it, I know, and I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you, but that's probably what he'll say if he's asked about it, and he's asked about it practically every news conference.
Right, I get that, but, you know, the thing is, you would think that they would be able to come up with a better system.
Yeah, they said they hired 3,000 more operators on top. I think they had like 1,100, and I think Kathy Hochul said a few weeks ago that they hired 3,000 more, or they got 3,000 total now. So they've done that. Whether the system can handle it with just more people, or they need something else in the system, I don't know. But
my problem isn't with the system; it's with the people that are taking phone calls. I've filed my claim and spoke to 5 different people, and I'm assured my claim's been processed. You're fine. They tell me to watch my inbox, wait for my mail. I should be getting something in the mail within.
You know what doesn't jive with that? At the same time they were talking about this, the federal government did the stimulus package, okay? And it seems like here they had this, what, $2 or $3 trillion worth of government assistance going out, and that was out within a week. Boom, it was out there. Now you get a local in that it's a state instead of the federal. And they can't seem to get their part of it out. So
I know.
Maybe they could take a lesson from the feds on this one.
I think so. And then I don't know if you had heard about the people that were on the news saying they got one payment of $600, and then they got a check for $182, which didn't even make any sense. Well, guess what? I finally got to the point where they told me my claim was approved, And now it says I'm getting $182 with no explanation what it's for. And also they said that I have a waiting week.
Oh, brother.
I thought they did away with the waiting week.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't. We'll see. The governor's in town today. In 15 minutes, he's going to be on from Roswell Park. Maybe that'll be addressed today, and this could be the breakthrough. Good luck. I wish there was something better news that I had. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. A reminder, today, tonight actually, at 7:30 on Channel 2, Tim Winger, our own Tim Winger, program manager, will indeed be moderating a panel from Roswell Park, the topic cancer and COVID-19, and how it's going to help families get through these challenging times. Meanwhile, the governor, in about 8 minutes from now, will have an announcement and a press conference. Now, usually they just do the press conference. I don't know why they build it separately, but we'll find out together. Let's go to line five. Bill on a cell phone. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to relay a story about the NASCAR race on Sunday, in case you didn't see it or hear it.
I did see. I saw part of it, and I didn't miss the crowd that much. Of course, NASCAR's loud. So maybe the crowd gets, unless the crowd is really extensively mic'd, it would be loud anyway. What was your impression of it?
Well, they showed a clip of Kevin Harvick getting a haircut in his driveway by his wife. And she was using a leaf blower. And the commentator said, that's the first time I've ever seen a driver so prepared by putting himself in a wind tunnel before the race.
Oh, that's funny. People are, you know, sometimes people are doing amazing things simply because these are amazing times, and you have to do unusual things. Were you okay with the race? Did you think the race went well, despite the fact there were no spectators there?
Well, I'm a fanatic, so yeah. Any race is a good race.
Yeah, from what I saw, it sounded like an exciting race. It didn't sound wrong. Obviously, it's better with people, but especially when they're doing the burnouts at the end, they're doing the donuts and stuff like that. But I thought it was pretty well. And then I was watching horse racing, too, from Churchill Downs. And some of the other tracks are opening up, too, so that's good. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. What do we have? We still have Dan on line two from NT. He's gone. We had Dan. He slipped off the hook. It's like I'm in Naked and Afraid, and I had a hook in the water, and just caught the lip of the fish, and then the fish slipped away. Mr. Beamer, is Mr. Beamer available?
Yes.
What do you have for Facebook for us? We got a couple minutes.
Yeah, talking about, would you want to the law firm, I'm sorry, to win over
Hogan
the
Willing,
governor.
Yeah.
And Nancy says, I want to see the federal government investigate Governor Cuomo and his wrongdoings.
Well, first of all, I find it totally hypocritical when the governor stands up there during these COVID deals and starts talking about he wants more money from the federal government because we're broke. And nobody, not one reporter, one time that was televised anyway, asked, well, if we're that broke, how come we're giving money to illegals? And if we're that broke, how come we're giving free college to illegals? How come we're welcoming illegals? How come we're fighting some local people who don't want to issue driver's licenses? It's all expense driven. So why are we doing this if we're broke? Nobody has asked him that. Now he's at Roswell. I don't have time to get in my car and drive to Roswell before he'd be over, but I'd love to sit in there, get my press credentials, raise my hand, and ask that question. Okay, do you have another, please?
I sure do. Deborah, who is a top fan, says, I believe the will of the people must prevail. I'm also tired of the virus being used as an excuse to keep businesses closed. Cuomo needs to be reminded who he works for.
Imagine people who have trouble getting a date in normal circumstances trying to get a date now. What better excuse than I can't go out with you because I'm afraid of the virus? I mean, that's unassailable. You can't come up against that. You talk about the major worm your way out of a date excuse, that's it.
You mean you can't say, I want to be quarantined with you?
Yeah, yeah. You can say, girl, I'd most like to be quarantined with.
Yeah.
That would be cool. How about line one, Chuck in Wheatfield. Chuck, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chuck. What do you got?
I just wanted to get back to you. I hope that lady is listening that's having problems with the unemployment.
Okay.
I submitted my application 329. And I got the thing back that it was, you know, your submission confirmed. Somebody will call you back at 72 hours. Well, nobody ever called back. 2 weeks ago, it was on the news that you had to confirm your claim. So go to New York Gov, click sign on with your ID, and hit confirm. It was there. I missed like 4 weeks because it was already approved and nobody told you or called you back and told you to confirm it.
Oh, well, this could be very helpful to her and maybe other people as well. That's very good of you, Chuck.
Go to New York Gov, confirm your benefits.
All right. That's very beneficial to the listeners. Thank you. And thank you for calling, Chuck. Very nice. I'm glad he did that. Because it can be maddening when you see newscasts where people are getting the things that the government's been sending. There have been a few glitches here and there. But what amazed me is how fast the first stimulus checks got out. That was an amazing. You think of the paperwork and something like that. And they still manage to do it. And then you see the printing presses just whipping out those checks like crazy. And so I hope everybody gets something that they're comfortable with. I think we got time for one or two more. Buzzy, what do you got?
All right. We will start this time with Steve, who says, I hope and pray they prevail. Let us open and let individuals determine how to best protect themselves. This can't continue this way.
Yeah, as long as we're smart about it and don't let our emotions overcome us. Yeah, we're all bored. Some of us don't have a job. 30 million of us don't have a job. But the bottom line is you're still here, you're still breathing, you're still upright. So that's something you have to think about. It may not be convenient for you. It may be a pain in the tuchus. It may cause problems down the line for you, but at least you're here, and that's what counts. We can work around anything else. We can't work around you going to the next step in life, which is the end of it. We can't have that. We want you here. Everything's going to be okay. You just have to have a positive outlook as best you can. All right, one more. We got time for one more, Buzz.
All right, and the last one, if the governor should win or not. Brian says, you know what? As much as Governor Cuomo has done decent and good things for the state, I believe it is time that the power is given back to the people.
And that's a thought that's been out there all morning long. Okay. That about wraps it up for Beach and Company. I don't think you'll hear me after the news. The governor's scheduled, and he's usually pretty much on time. But if he isn't, I'll be back on News Radio 930 WBN.